If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Gimbel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.
Let us go to Mark chapter 2 as we continue to examine the subject of change. A changed mind will result in changed actions and activities. In Mark 2:21, it says, "No man also sews a piece of old cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old, and the tear is made worse." It's an interesting statement here for most of us who understood the patches concept. When you tore a hole in your trousers or in some garment, your parents, knowing that they couldn't afford a new garment, they put a patch on. And the unskilled person would put the patch on just enough to cover the hole. And sometimes they would grab hold of the rip and the new garment would pull away because it would make the tear worse. So the one who was skilled knew to cut away most of the old ripped garment and make the patch large enough that it would at least by an inch and a half or more around the hole, be able to cover the hole with the new patch. Jesus' teaching here is a very significant concept for us personally as Bethel, but for the body of Christ and the world. He says, "And nobody puts new wine in old bottles, or else the new wine, because of its fermentation, because of the power of the fermentation, it would burst." The King James says bottle, but it's not a bottle like we know. It's a wineskin. Wineskins in Jesus' day, they were called bottles, but they were made from the bladder or the kidney of a lamb. And it was taken out, dried, sewn properly, and then allowed to become almost leathery. And so they would pour the wine into what's called a wineskin and somehow either tie it off at the top. And then later on, as they began to make them out of leather and parts of metal, they could stick a cork in it to hold in the fermentation. So Jesus says here that if you take the new wine and put it into an old skin, the old skin is going to burst, and then the wine will be spilled. I need you to grasp something about Jesus' teaching. Jesus teaches the principles of the kingdom of heaven in parabolic terms. He seeks to give to us a heavenly meaning through an earthly demonstration or illustration. He looks for a point of reference that you can walk away with an understanding of what he's saying. He does this through things that you can connect with. So you don't walk away and say, "That's weird to me." For example, Jesus wants to teach the primary doctrine of the kingdom of God is faith. That's the primary doctrine of the kingdom of God. He wants to teach this doctrine. He knows that this doctrine is so significant that God cannot move unless faith is released and applied. That means that it is deep. It is deep. It is significant. How does Jesus teach this doctrine? Through birds and flowers and grass. He does not seek to teach the theological concepts. He simply says, if God takes care of flowers, he'll take care of you. If you watch that passage, what Jesus is saying is you need to change your mind about God. I submit to you this morning that in my preparation this week, my prayer time was a bit fraught with physiological challenges. The devil decided to park some kind of cold on my door. And I did all the faith things. I claimed Isaiah 53 and did everything that I was supposed to do. It won on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's not gone, but it's in recession. I say to you, I am a man of faith, but faith doesn't mean it won't be tested. I'd rather be tested with this than cancer. But I say that because I need you to hear this. The nature of God is not revealed the way you want it to be. Now, I bring my physical situation to the front because many people think because of who I am, this won't happen to me. Oh, you're a man of God. Nothing should hit you. Quite the contrary. Because I'm a man of God, this will try to hit me to see if I will lay down and submit to it. Because the plan of God is not to absent me from tests. It is to teach me something through it, so that when I come out on the other side, I'm better than when I went in. Because this condition will not stay, but he will. And how I see it, that's the new wine. Are you hearing me? The new wine is not my healing. The new wine is my vision of God through my testing. How do I see God? If God gives me everything to make it easy, then my view of God will be he doesn't want me to go through anything. But if I have a Joseph experience, and I'm not trying to equate this little physical issue with the Joseph experience. I'm simply saying that when something goes contrary to what our theology grasps, the new wine is your knowledge of God. And God can't put new knowledge in old wineskins. Here's what he said. You tell my people that whenever they are uncomfortable in something, I'm pushing that wineskin to change how they see me. Trials are not an indicator of you being out the will of God. Trouble is an indicator of you being in the will of God. So what must we change, Pastor? Our mindset. I was called to a service yesterday. They wanted to honor me. And my initial response was no. No, you don't do that, because I remember Jesus. He was honored when he came into Jerusalem, and then 3 days later, they said, kill him. I don't want to be honored. But the Lord said, no, you go. And I said, okay. On the way there, rather than joy come, there was intense sorrow all the way to the church. The driver took me through neighborhoods where the burden of the Lord became so intense that I was this close to saying, take me back home. Our fast has started. I've been reading the Bible like a Sistine monk, and all of this stuff is being poured in me. And as I went through the neighborhood to get to this church, I began to feel unhappy. I reached the church, and the church was jubilant in praise and worship. You could feel the Spirit of God thicken the air like something out of a Bible story. I sat off to the side, and they called me up front. And as I stood there, the sorrow intensified. It intensified as I watched the people. They were jubilant in praise. The Lord was, oh my God, it was like something I never heard before. The songs were prophetic. The worship was prophetic. The move of God was distinct. I had not been in that arena in a long time. And as they began to go through the part of the service where they did the honoring and all the other stuff, the new wine began to pour. And God says, the sorrow that you were feeling was what I feel towards the world. A hurt. Well, God knows my pragmatic mind, and pragmatism is not a demonic thing. It just means I got to find it in the Word of God. And immediately he takes it over to Jesus' weeping over Jerusalem. God said, the wine that is coming into the church today is one of godly sorrow. He said, because people don't know who I am. We have spent the better part of the last two decades trying to get people to know who our preachers are, who our churches are, what our personal theology is, but we have not shown them who God is. How do you leave the presence of God with an emptiness? How can you be in a land that is full of churches that espouse the theory that Jesus is Lord, and yet there's so much emptiness? One of two things has to work. Either God is not as powerful as we say, or the devil is more powerful than God, and I choose to reject both. I believe what is happening is that our wineskins are so old that the new wine can't come through, and we have been systematically fighting against the wineskin because we do not know. And so God has been moving people, and we're seeing God move people. There are some people who think they're leaving of their own volition, their own will. They're not. God is moving them out of the way without embarrassing them. God is causing them to leave, because they're old wineskins. And the time has come for us to stop lamenting people who leave so that God can send in new wineskins. Our theology is wrong. It is wrong. It is wrong because it does not embrace Christ. The church is at war with the Muslim. They don't see this as a trick of the enemy, because he's keeping us fighting their doctrine instead of pushing Christ. If another pastor calls me up to ask me how to deal with the onslaught of Islam, I think I'm going to get physically ill. Oh, the church has to know, Bishop, what should I do? Preach Christ. Jesus is greater than Muhammad. He is greater than Elijah Muhammad. He is greater than Louis Farrakhan. He is greater than the Pope. Jesus is great. Preach Jesus. You don't have to look for another thing to convince them that our God is greater. Get off the old wineskin.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The responsibility of forgiveness.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 reads, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." These instructions from the Holy Spirit are designed to bring joy and peace into the hearts of the believers.
Before Christ can be formed in you, you must be purged of all of those little nuisance things like forgiveness and bitterness.
In this powerful four-part series, Bishop Eric Lambert outlines the steps that are necessary to walk in forgiveness. For your love gift of $35 or more, receive the full series, The Responsibility of Forgiveness, on DVD or CD. Call now, 215-885-2585.